With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program where we explore the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Meditation is part of many spiritual traditions, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll explore sacred choral music that lends itself to meditation and transports our thoughts and spirits beyond our day-to-day realm, including gorgeous and sometimes ethereal music by Robert Parsons, Frank Martin, John Tavener, and others. We'll begin with organ music of Herbert Howells, which often has a quietly reflective quality to it. Howells began his musical training at the organ as a student of Herbert Brewer at his home cathedral in Gloucester. At his death in 1983, he left sketches from earlier in his career for a set of six short pieces for organ, much in the style of his own improvisations. Robin Wells edited and completed them, and we'll hear Tranquillo Ma Con Moto, performed by Tristan Rusher. Tristan Rusher performed Tranquillo Ma Con Moto from six short pieces by Herbert Howells. He played the organ of Christ Church Cathedral, Dublin. The hymn tune Corvidale was composed by Maurice Bevan, a longtime lay vicar in the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. It accompanies the words, "There's a wideness in God's mercy," written in the 19th century by Frederick William Faber, who was known for his work among the poor and outcast of society. We'll hear the choir of Wells Cathedral sing, led by Malcolm Archer. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in the hymn, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Rupert Goff played the organ. When we think of music for meditation and devotion, one of the pieces that comes to mind is the gorgeous setting of Ave Maria by Renaissance composer Robert Parsons. With its effortlessly unfolding polyphony, it can transport us to a realm beyond ourselves. In this recording, we'll hear the Cambridge Singers, directed by John Rutter. Ave Maria by Robert Parsons was sung by the Cambridge Singers. John Rutter conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Devotion to Mary is at the heart of the inspiration for our next selection, Totus Tuus by Polish composer Henryk Gorecki, who lived from 1933 to 2010. It was first performed at a mass celebrated by Pope John Paul II on his visit to Warsaw in 1987. Through repetition, this simple prayer to Mary becomes almost mantra-like in its effect. The choir of New College Oxford sings under the direction of Edward Higginbottom.
Thank you.
Edward Higginbottom led the choir of New College, Oxford, in the mesmerizing Totus Tuus by Henrik Goretzky. Organ music of Bach is next, and this piece is unique among Bach's organ works, both in its writing and in its effect. The chorale prelude on Erbarm dich mein, O Herr Gott, Have Mercy on Me, O Lord, sets the chorale melody in long notes against an accompaniment of repeated chords, creating its own mesmerizing effect. William Porter performs on the Paul Fritz organ at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma.
Thank you.
Erbarm dich mein, O Herrgott, by Johann Sebastian Bach, was performed by William Porter on the organ at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most sublime settings of the Mass composed in the 20th century is one that almost never saw the light of day. Swiss composer Frank Martin put his Mass in a drawer following 4 years of work on it, feeling that it was too personal to share publicly, that it should remain between him and God. It was only as an intrepid conductor came across the work 40 years later that Martin was persuaded to release the work for performance. It's intensely beautiful music, and we'll hear the opening pleading Kyrie performed by the Dale Warland Singers.
Thank you.
The Kyrie from Frank Martin's Mass for Double Choir was performed by the Dale Warland Singers, conducted by Dale Warland. Herbert Howells, in a BBC interview toward the end of his life, summed up his approach to composing in this way: "I have composed out of sheer love of trying to make nice sounds." A text by Robert Bridges illustrates this philosophy in Howells' anthem, "I Love All Beauteous Things," which we'll hear performed by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directs. I Love All Beauteous Things by Herbert Howells was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed with Rupert Goff at the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of Ennio Morricone from the film The Mission is next. Gabriel's oboe has been arranged for organ, harpsichord, and oboe by Wilma Jensen, who performs here and is joined in this recording by oboist Bobby Taylor. Organist Wilma Jensen was joined by oboist Bobby Taylor and harpsichordist Mary Catherine Race in a performance of Gabriel's Oboe by Ennio Morricone. It was arranged by Wilma Jensen. Many listeners throughout the world became familiar with the music of Sir John Taverner from watching the solemn processional out of Westminster Abbey at the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales in 1997 as the choir intoned the haunting words and music of Song for Athene. It's music that transports us to another realm. We'll hear the Christchurch Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York. Stephen Kennedy conducts. Thank you. Song for Athene by Sir John Tavener. It was performed by the Christ Church Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York, led by Stephen Kennedy. Eternal Light, Lux Aeterna, forms the final movement of John Rutter's lovely requiem, composed in 1985 following the death of his mother, and first performed in the United States. It blends scriptural text with traditional text from the Mass for the Dead. We'll hear it performed by Polyphony with soprano Rosa Mannion and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. Stephen Layton conducts.
Thank you.
Lux Aeterna from the Requiem by John Rutter was performed by Polyphony and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. Soprano soloist was Rosa Mannion. All were conducted by Stephen Layton. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music of meditation. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.